Well, as everybody knows, in about a month's time, we'll be having these large-scale events happening here at Amaravati, the Visakha Puja Festival for May the 18th, and then the large Sangha meeting happening between the 26th and the 31st. So we're expecting Lumpo Someto and Lumpo Liam. Lumpo Liam is the abbot of our main monastery and the person appointed to that role by Lumpo Cha himself many years ago. And so we're very glad to have Lumpo Someto coming back to visit to check out see how his offspring is doing. Now his baby is nearly 30 years old. So it's a wonderful and delightful opportunity to welcome Lumpo back and then also have this large Sangha gathering. The last time there was similar numbers of people gathered here from the monastic side was when we had the temple opening in 1999. But I think this is the largest number of monastics that will have ever been brought together here. And these meetings, just to inform people, they happen every 3 years on average. And it's the abbots and the senior nuns, assistant abbots of the branch monasteries from around the world gather together and sort of discuss either particular community issues, but also just an opportunity to get together, to meet each other, to catch up on how things are going and to develop the quality of the community and Sangha building. This is really an emphasis that Lumpo Cha made very, very frequently and built his whole style of practice at Wat Pa Phong and the branches and how all the branches relate together. It was very consciously built up around a sense of Kalyanamitta, helping each other along the spiritual path and so developing a sense of community and a sense of mutual support. And as the Buddha said in one of his teachings, talking about the prosperity of the Sangha and the Buddhasasana, the Buddhist teaching, he said the first cause for the Sangha to prosper and not to decline is to meet together frequently and in large numbers. So that's sort of number one item. So Lumpo Cha took that very seriously, and so at Wat Pa Phong in Thailand, you have large gatherings happening a couple of times a year on his birthday in June 17th, and then on his death anniversary in January 16th, very neatly placed, 6 months apart. And so there's the large Sangha gatherings at that time where people can come together, practice together, and also address the issues and different particular problems and questions that arise up in the community life in one place or another, or issues that concern the whole community together. So this is a unique opportunity. The last time that a similar gathering happened here was, I think, 2001. It was a slightly smaller group gathered together. And so it's been 13 years since the last time such the event of this nature happened here. So what this also means is we have a month to get everything together on a practical level, and I've really appreciated the effort and diligence that the group of people who've been helping to draw together all of the elements, the little sort of logistics team have been working very hard to pull things together in terms of organizing accommodation, transport, and the food and clearing up systems for the Vesakha Puja and also for the big gathering. So I really appreciate all the work that's gone into this already from the people who've been involved. But also for all of us, there'll be, a need to respond and to help draw all the details together as the time approaches. And Lumpur's arrival and the large Sangha gathering. So it might be possible, it might be the case that your mind goes, oh no, all these people, I came to a Buddhist monastery to be in a quiet place, I want to be alone, I don't want all this bother, all this noise, all this activity, where can I go that's quiet? Well, in this instance, I would really encourage the development of the inner quietude, the citta viveka, and that this is not just a subtle ploy by me to get more work out of everyone, but it really is a significant element of practice, because if we learn how to work together, to look out for each other's needs, to say be developing the quality of mindful attention to what is useful, what is needful, moment to moment, day by day, then that supports the quality of mindfulness in ourselves, and the capacity to develop that citta viveka, that inner seclusion, so that even in the midst of a lot of activity, there is no sense of disturbance or busyness. So when people say to me, "Oh, you must be really busy, Ajahn," I always say, "Well, I try not to be busy, but I'm very often active." So being active is one thing, and being busy is another. So I realize English is not the first language of everybody here, but by any means, I think only 40% of the people here have English as their first language. 60% are from other countries. But to be busy means to be in a state of agitation and being stressed. To be active means that, yes, there's work going on, we're engaging in what needs to be done, but we're not creating inner turbulence or stress between ourselves and others on that account. So I would really encourage just that simple distinction to be developed, so to let yourselves be active and involved and to help out where you can, but to make the effort to not let the mind move towards busyness and agitation and creating stress. It's also important to remember this whole business is about ending suffering, not increasing it. So then you might think, well, why do you have this huge meeting that's bound to create more suffering? Well, this is what we call a test. And so that life brings these either in expected and organized ways, or it brings tests in unexpected and disorganized ways, like if we have a major illness, or there's a family crisis, or there's some kind of stressful situation appears in our life, and then there's no choice in the matter, that we have to be involved. So during this time, I would encourage people to be, as I said, looking out for each other, seeing what needs to be done, seeing how your fellow residents and members of the Amaravati community, how they're doing, and seeing if you can help out, and to see where you can lend a hand in effective and useful ways. But also, because there's a lot of good-heartedness, a lot of commitment and generosity here, it's also important for people not to be overdoing it, and you know, burning the midnight oil, staying up half the night preparing an event and making yourself into a kind of stressed out wreck in order to support peacefulness. So that is not going to be helping you, and it's not going to be helping the whole group. So in the effort to draw things together for these events and this time, then I would really encourage a sense of generosity and kindness, but also to learn what is the right amount, to know our own limits, and to recognize when we ourselves are getting worn out, frazzled, stressed, whatever word you want to use. I'm sure every language has suitable and colorful terms for being wired up and stressed out. So please don't overdo it, but also be aware and know your own limits, so that you too are included in all the beings that you are practicing kindness towards.